Here is some possible good news trending out of Texas. Former Democratic Senator Beto O'Rourke may run for governor. The Democratic Party believes that Beto can beat Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Beto served three terms in the U.S. House from an El Paso district before resigning to run for Senate back in 2018, and he lost that race narrowly, very narrowly, to Ted Cruz. Beto is expected to make the announcement later on this year. We also hear actor and Texas native Matthew McConaughey may run for governor, too. Many Texas voters are upset with Abbott telling women what to do with their bodies. Oh, my God. With his anti-abortion bill, his prohibition against mass mandates, and restricting voting laws against minorities. The Texas governor's race is next year, 2022, but we want to prepare you now. Get ready now. For this election next year. The National Voter Registration Week of Action, September 27th through October 3rd. So Texas, let's get your friends.
Yeah, for Texas. Do this.
Mm-hmm. Beto can win.
Texas almost flipped it last time.
Yeah.
Texas can do this. Mm-hmm. And the ultra conservatives are deeply afraid of losing Texas. But this guy Abbott, this anti-mass campaign, this anti-abortion, it's just crazy that we are allowing men to dictate to women what they should do with their body. I do not understand this, man. And some of the statements that they make about abortion are utterly ridiculous.
Yeah, he's horrible. Greg Abbott is horrible. And voters in Texas, like you said, Steve, we got to wake up. I mean, Harris County, which is Houston, was blue, the county, you know, and so they voted for Biden-Harris. Mm-hmm. So we got to get the rest of the state on board. Yeah. This man, Greg Abbott, and his leadership has failed Texas.
It really failed miserably.
And I'm going to tell you something else, too. We have to be really conscious of this party because their rhetoric is two-faced. They talk about morality.
There you go.
But they turn right around and do the most immoral things you've ever seen.
True.
Oh, you don't give a damn about people of color, but you want to call yourself a Christian.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't give a damn about voting rights acts, but you want to call yourself a Christian. Man, miss me with this mess right here. Y'all got all these policies to say this is the party we are. But I'm telling you, man, you're not a party of the people.
No.
And you're
not
even less now.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the party of a few.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
they
include everybody with this, with these moral principles that they say they stand on. But they don't mean nothing. Because let me tell you something. It's equally the same amount, if not more, Republicans get abortions than Democrats. See, they lying. Show me the stat that says Democrats or liberals get more abortions than conservatives. They kids is having babies too, you don't know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think them little kids ain't coming home talking about they pregnant and them parents is doing something about it? Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
This is ridiculous.
And then the lies. Don't forget all the lies.
Lots of lies.
The big lie, the big one. They won when they really didn't win.
Oh, yeah.
And just lying about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got all of them on board with you in this lie.
We got to vote,
well,
y'all.
Again.
Got to vote.
Yep. Again, National Voter Registration Week of Action is September 27th through October 3rd. Let's get your friends, your family, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, mamas, daddies, all of that, neighbors to register to vote and check their voter registration status right now so you can be ready. Go to whenweallvote.org for more details. Whenweallvote.org for more details.
Please come on.
Next year.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
All right, coming up next, it is The Nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.